From NPR News, it's Day to Day. When you're shopping for a car, you think about that window sticker and what the dollar value is there. But here's something else to think about. How much are you going to be able to get back when you sell that car? The Kelley Blue Book is out with its latest rankings of resale values, and there is a surprise at the top of the list. Marketplace's Bob Moon joins us now. Bob, don't delay any longer. What is it? What's number one?
Volkswagen. Volkswagen is at the top of the list. It's been moving steadily up the list, but it has now unseated Honda and Acura, Honda's Acura brand. Let me give you just the top five here. Volkswagen at the top, BMW second, Honda's Acura and its own Honda brand are next, and then Porsche is number five. As the list is playing out down the list, Detroit's brands don't even make the top 10. Industry analysts say that changing that is really going to be key to turning things around for these struggling U.S. car makers. These days, it's a lot easier for prospective car buyers to go out there on the Internet and find out what the residual value is going to be. So it's not hard to figure out if it's going to make sense down the road when you're buying or leasing a car.
And what do the analysts say are the reasons that the big American brands don't get into even the top 10 on this list?
Well, I actually caught up with Robin Eckert on the phone this morning at the LA Auto Show. She's with Kelley Blue Book. She tells me that when the market started turning bad, Detroit really stepped up production of its cars, and the U.S. carmakers essentially dumped a lot of models onto the market any way they could so they could keep on selling all they could.
Because of that, what they've done is they've kind of unloaded their production numbers into fleets, rental fleets and other fleets. And what that does, by putting so many vehicles in the marketplace when there's no demand, it does cause the car to have greater depreciation.
So essentially, by not having a good resale value, Detroit's really been undermining its own sales to individual buyers, and we know where that's put them.
I'd like to hesitate to ask, but if you don't see the U.S. automakers at the top of the list, how about the bottom?
Yeah, as you'd imagine, the Detroit brands end up placing in eight of the bottom 10 positions at the worst resale choices for 2008 models. On the other hand, just to be fair, we should mention that Detroit models have been gaining some ground, though.
So what is Detroit going to do to change all this?
Well, just today, the head of Ford had something to say about that. So we hear from Robin Eckert of Kelley Blue Book.
Direct here from the LA Auto Show this morning, Alan Mullally said that Ford is certainly going to decrease its production numbers by about 135,000 vehicles this year in an effort to raise the residual values.
And the other car makers as well, GM and Chrysler, are also expected to be reducing their production to help boost these resale values.
Well, I suppose the laws of scarcity will work here eventually. We hope anyway. Bob, thank
That's
you.
That's what they hope.
Bob Moon of Public Radio's Daily Business Show Marketplace, produced by American Public Media.